USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
57 days to Election Day, President Trump slamming a reporter from the left-leaning Atlantic magazine, calling him a slime ball, after he puts out a story citing anonymous sources, claiming the president called deceased or injured members of the military injured losers and suckers. The president telling reporters,
"But I think it's a shame when a second-rate magazine, I don't read it, I know very little about this magazine, but when a second-rate magazine can write things like that about somebody that's done so much for the military."
And President Trump tweeting, "This reminds me of the dirty dossier, which was pushed hard by John McCain, and then with a thud, turned out to be a total fraud." Meanwhile, Joe Biden saying,
"If these statements are true, the president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
As nationwide MAGA Make America Great Again celebrations kick off this Labor Day weekend, word some Trump supporters had to be rescued after at least 4 boats sink during a boat parade on Lake Travis in Austin, Texas. In other Labor Day news, we turn to USA Radio's John Clemens.
Despite the challenges of COVID-19, we should be grateful for those working in the grocery stores of America and for those who supply product to those supermarkets. I spoke to Leslie Saracen of the Food Industry Association, FMI.
I'm grateful for the thousands and thousands of grocery workers all throughout the country who have day in and day out paid attention to the details of the work they do. They've maintained the discipline of the sacrifice and service to their communities as they always do. They've had to overcome a lot of fear and frankly fatigue to show up for work every day because the rest of us in this country are depending on them.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Sports at the Kentucky Derby, Authentic wins the race, beating favorite Tis the Law. Because of coronavirus concerns, no fans inside the venue. John Velasquez, the Derby-winning jockey for the third time.
It's always the concern that you let the horse do way too much in the first part of the race. Bob keeps telling me, just make sure you save that eighth of a mile. I want that eighth of a mile. And switch your whip left-handed. That's what he said. I want you to hit left-handed. And he responded right away.
Meanwhile, outside the venue at Churchill Downs, protesters and counter-protesters over the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Concerns at college campuses across the country this Labor Day weekend about the spread of coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he would be comfortable getting a coronavirus vaccine if it's proven to be safe and effective. As far as keeping our guard up during the coronavirus pandemic over the holiday weekend, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America, "We need to mask up and stay vigilant regarding the coronavirus."
Well, I'm very concerned when you look at Memorial Day, July 4th. We hit a peak in this country on July 24th, which was about 2 to 3 weeks after the 4th of July. So we know that during these holidays, people come together for barbecues, for picnics, they travel, and that sets us up for spread of a highly contagious disease like COVID-19.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.